Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding an Orlo Daf Yud Aleph in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting Daf Yud Amud Beis in the two dots on the bottom. So we learned towards the end of the Mishnah that if you have a tree which was grafted on another, and then it was bent into the ground, as long as it's connected to the original tree, so it's Potter Min Orlo, because that tree is not Orlo anymore. Said Rameir, it depends. If the original tree has enough power to feed the new tree, so then it's Patur Min Orlo. If it doesn't have enough power, so then it's Chayav Min Orlo. So the Gemara goes on and explains. Rameir Oimer V'chulei, Rabavoh B'Shabi Yochanan Rav Chizdo, Trehoin Amrin, they both explained, Bestam L'Chalukim. The Machlekes Rabbanu Rameir is Bestam. Explains the Gemara. Manon Kaimin, what are we talking about? If it's clear that the young tree is living based from the old tree, everybody agrees there's no Orlo, because it's living on the old tree. But if it's clear that the young tree is not nurturing from the old tree, it's nurturing on its own, everybody agrees it will be Orlo. So what's the machlekes b'stam? B'stam means we don't know. So then there's a machlekes. Remember, it says, stam, I'm assuming that it's not growing from the old tree, and Chachamim say the opposite. Says the one that Yudalef Amud Aleph. Kate said, "Who Yudea? How do we know? Do we have any simin to tell you when it's growing from the old tree from the new tree?" Rabbi B'Shem Chanino, imayu olim hafuchim klape ayaldo. If the leaves are facing towards the young tree, dover borishu chay mikrei chaskeno. So then clearly it's getting nutrition from the old tree. And naturally, when you get nutrition from the old tree, the sap coming from the old tree moves the leaves towards the new tree. But if the leaves are facing the old tree, for the same reason, that means the main nutrition is coming from the young tree. What is the simen to remember this simen? Someone who eats from his friend, someone who is getting sustenance from his friend, meaning he's relying on his friend for food, he's embarrassed to look at his face. It's embarrassing to eat from somebody else and not to be independent. So here, when the leaves are getting nutrition from one place, they don't look to that direction, they look to the other direction. So now the Gemara says, okay, so that's very nice, that's a good simon to tell you, to be very clear, does it grow from the old tree or from the young tree? But what happens, what is considered to be stam? If the leaves fall off, so I don't have a way to indicate where it's growing from, that's a stam that you have a machlikas in our Mishnah. Continues the Gemara quotes the last sentence of the Mishnah, Brichos Shenifsiko, the tree that you bent into the ground, and now it got disconnected, it starts becoming Orla. Don't tell me only a tree which was bent to the ground starts the Orla. Even a regular tree. If I take a regular tree and I replant it, it starts Orlo again. But now regarding the entire tree, meaning the Orlo doesn't grow retroactively on the fruits that grew already. It only becomes Orlo regarding anything new that will grow. If you have another 200, as we'll see in a moment, so then it becomes Asur. But not the original fruits that were there before. And that's what the Gemara comes to continue to tell you, that it's not exactly as you would think that the whole thing becomes Orlo. Only the new fruits grow older, become Orlo. Only the new growth becomes Orlo. Took an onion, uprooted it, and replanted it. Once it has roots, you have to have mice on the entire thing. Even the old butzel that grew already, once you plant it, it's chayav and mice. So the Gemara of Chiyah B'Shea B'Yuchanon, butzel she'okru v'shosloi, now that you heard the idea of onion, you would think that applies to Orlo as well. The same way about so when you replant it, have mice on the whole thing. Maybe once you replant the tree, the whole tree becomes Orlo. Don't say that. Whatever grew is not Orlo anymore. Only the new growth will be Orlo. And if the new growth is Orlo, how does it oyser? So here the Gemara doesn't mention it, but this we're going to see later. And this is the Gemara is going to continue now from a different angle. That it's also be'echad b'matayim, meaning if the new growth becomes more than 1 out of 200 of the fruit, then it's oyser, because orlo is oyser be'echad b'matayim. 1 out of 200 is oyser the fruit. So it says the word now. Chilufei shaal Rabbi Yochanan v'lo b'shimin b'lokish. Chilufei asks the following question. Tevel, mal shi osur b'yoysev matayim. If I have tavli, tavli means a spice that you put into a pot, does that oyser by orlo, but even more than one of 200? Because a spice gives taste to the entire tafshin. Omer lei, ain tevel b'yoysev matayim. He says, no, it won't, even though it's giving a taste, it does not oyser in more than one in 200. So the more of a taninon, but we're going to learn later that kol ha-mechametz, anything that causes chimutz, fermentation, fa-metabel, that gives tevel, that gives taste, fa-medemea, regarding truma, and all these cases coming to oyser. And it says the Gemara, in tamar le-mea matayim, you want to tell me, it means like it will be one out of 100, which that's the din by truma, or one out of 200, which that's the din by orlo. Continues the Gemara with base. Why have to get to mechametz and metabel? Why have to come the case that makes it chametz or tevel? Even without that, anything which is 1 out of 100 by trumo, 1 out of 200 by orlo is usur. So why is the Mishnah talking to me about tavlin, about a spice? The fact the Mishnah says that mashma, even less than 200, it's still usur. Says the Gemara, you're right. A regular tavlin, a regular spice that goes into a tavshil is oyser, even if it's less than 1 or 200, because it gives taste. The sugya that we talk about over here, elaban novim and kaimi, we're talking about grapes. They add some taste to the tavshil, but it's not a real spice. And therefore, they're not oyser, but less than 1 of 200. Abezu she'abiyachadon b'shaloi tzimku. We're only talking about grapes that didn't become raisins. But if they did become raisins, so then they do cause a lot of taste, and they're considered to be like a regular tavlin, even more than 1 out of 200. Meaning, even if they're less than 1 out of 200, they cause a hisser. Also, if you didn't cook the grapes, then they do cause a lot of taste, and it'll be oyser, even if they're less and sheer than 1 out of 200. Says the Gemara, we're using here the Girsa of Reb Chaim that turns around the Mandomer. Reb Chiya Barbo says, Noisti taimim echot b'meil. If it's 1 out of 100, it's batal, but if it's more, so then it causes a taste and it's usr. Rabbi Yoisi, b'shem Reb Shua b'Levi says, b'shem ha-pedera, noisti temon b'echot m'shishim. They say it's 1 out of 60. Omer Reb Shua b'aritzu Reb Chiya Barbo, You, Reb Chiya Barbo, said that it's 1 out of 100. Ha, Rabbi Yosi poligaloch. The Rabbi Yosi argues says 1 out of 60. Umas diso pligal treichona. And the Mishnah argues on both of you. Which Mishnah argues? The Mishnah we just quoted. Kol amichametz ametabel amedemeya. Right, causes chimutz, causes taste, it causes a mixture. Ain tamar lemea ulmatayim. Don't tell me it goes 1 out of 100, 1 out of 200. I feel because if so, I feel like chimutz, I feel like tibel. So why do you have to get to chimutz or to tibul? It's the same question the Gemara just asked before. The fact that the Mishnah says you should know that a noisen tam, something that a spice is oyser, mashas oyser, even less than 1 of 200. And lebi oyser anon kaimin. We talk about more than the shear of 1 of 200, meaning even less is going to cause a oyser. So why you're saying 1 out of 60 or 1 out of 100? We talk about even 1 out of 200 is a problem, even less than is a problem. Answers the Gemara, we're not talking about a spice. A spice, you're right. Even the smallest amount causes a hisser. We're talking about the mix of meat and a meat. So then, it's 1 out of 60, 1 out of 100. Obviously, bosa bebosor, he shar kol ha-isurim, the Gersa of Chaim is he shar kol ha-dvarim. I mean, don't tell me only meat by meat. Any other thing which is not a spice, so then you come to the machlekes, is 1 out of 60 or 1 out of 100. The Omar, Rav Yevo, b'shabi yechanon, this refers to the Mishnah, Maseches Truma, speaks about this Indian, Maseches Truma, Perek Yud. And there he said that botso vekaflos, different types of vegetables, that you go based on nois and tam. And there Rabbi Yochanan said, if I don't know if it's nois and tam or not, I go based on the shear of this onion. In other words, botso, that went into a tavshil, how much taste does it give? That is the shear for all the different things. So you see, all the things have the same shear. You know, anything which is like a butzel, anything which is like a regular, like a vegetable, has the same shear. It's not only basar b'basar, it's everything else as well. And all these things we have this machlokes. Do you go based on echad b'shishim or echad b'meah? So the Gemara concludes in this daf. When we talk about a spice, the spice, even the smallest amount, if it causes taste, it's oyser. But if it's not a spice, so then you go based on a different shear. What is the shear? So we see over here a machlekes. One mandarma says echad mishishim, we go based on 1 out of 60. And one says echad mimea, 1 out of 100. And the Gemara can continue the next daf to explain what is exactly the machlekes, if it's echad mishishim or echad mimea. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Arlo, daf Yud Aleph.